USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Supreme Court justices heard arguments Wednesday over one state's abortion restrictions and whether they conflict with federal law. Idaho Attorney General Raul Labrador argues on behalf of his state outside the Supreme Court.
We look forward to the court's ruling and hope it will allow Idaho to continue to protect women and their unborn children.
The contested federal law requires doctors in emergency rooms to provide life-saving care no matter the situation. Idaho is arguing its state ban already has exceptions for life-saving abortions. The Biden administration is issuing a new rule regarding airlines mandating them to issue cash refunds for things like flight delays or cancellations. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking about the new rule on Fox News.
If your flight is canceled for any reason, you are entitled to an automatic cash refund. And the reason that this change is so important is that in the past, passengers have really had to fight just to get the money that is technically already owed to them.
Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial is resuming Thursday. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker is expected to continue testifying for a third day after explaining to the court how he paid people for the rights to negative stories about people only to never publish them in order to protect certain people, including former President Donald Trump. House Speaker Mike Johnson is visiting Columbia University in New York to meet with Jewish students as the school continues to face massive anti-Israel protests regarding the Israel-Hamas war. Hundreds of students have been protesting for days against the Biden administration's response to the war, calling for an end to support for Israel. Johnson's office saying he's discussing the rise in anti-Semitism on America's college campuses. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is accepting the endorsement of the North America's building trades unions, speaking to a raucous crowd at their legislative conference in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. The president says the group's endorsement will propel him to victory again.
You know, you had my back in 2020, and because of you, I'm standing here as president of the United States of America.
The Federal Trade Commission is banning non-compete agreements. USA's Ryan Daniels explains.
According to the FTC, about 18% of the workforce in the U.S. is covered by these agreements, which stops them from working for competitors or starting a new competing business when leaving a job. That's about 30 million people. The rule would ban these agreements for workers and force companies to let current and past employees know they will not be enforced. Pro-business groups are expected to try to use legal action to block the rule from going into effect.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in Shanghai, China, marking the start of his diplomatic visit to the country. In a video posted to X, Blinken laid out one of the top issues he'll be discussing, fentanyl trafficking.
President Biden, President Xi, when they met in San Francisco at the end of last year, agreed to cooperate to help prevent fentanyl and the ingredients that make it from getting to the United States.
This comes after a congressional committee report laid out how China is subsidizing the drugs that are being shipped to the United States, which make fentanyl. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.